LCO Harvest Education Learning Project spokesman Paul DeMaine says they'll be off public land in a week with just a few things left to move and clean up. He says they'll continue to educate people about the pristine Pinoki Range and oppose the proposed iron ore mine.
Well, absolutely. I think we'll be able to do it a lot better because unlike the public lands that we had previously been on, Iron County demanded that they remain open to the public. So we had to deal with individuals who were intoxicated and people like the woman named Crow who had come in and out of the camp.
Katie Crow Cloth was charged with felony use of force in a raid last summer on a mining exploratory drilling site. DeMaine says he's relieved there were no other confrontations. He credits Iron County Sheriff Tony Furyk for that.
He's certainly long-term sighted. He has in mind the keeping of the peace. There are members of the Iron County Forest Department and on the Board of Supervisors who would have loved to have seen the confrontation.
County Forestry Director Joe Varis says he's glad the conflict ended without having to forcibly evict the LCO project.
When it's 100% gone, but yeah, that's good news if it's 95% gone.
Furyk says it is 95% gone and expects they'll be finished in a week. He says public criticism by a few county board members who wanted LCO ejected in February doesn't bother him.
Not at all. I'm a big boy. I'm here to keep the peace, and the peace was kept. And, you know, you can't move out in a week, put in 11 months. It took a little bit of time, and the matter's been resolved.
Furyk says no one has been staying at the camp for the past 2 weeks. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.